What, bro? How are you saying I've been bullshitting when we have not even been on this until these moments?
No, how? You're bullshitting because I'm saying like you need to drop this solo project.
You're like, you do be on that bullshit.
Oh my god!
I'm not even going live.
Let's go.
How many things have you written down?
Zero.
Okay, but I know it's all up there, and I can produce it.
Hey,
I know I can go in there. I can just go in there.
That's
and produce
the problem.
It,
that's the problem. You're overconfident. Overconfident in that way. Where it's like, you notice the shit you wrote down. It sounded more confident when you like produce when it came out.
Yeah,
right?
But it's gonna be the same process when I go do the project. You got some shit on your teeth too, by the way. It's bothering me. It's like brown.
What is that?
From the blunt, probably.
Some cancer
getting on you.
Yeah, it's 3.
So yeah, sorry. Horrible fucking introduction to the first fucking podcast, but this is Silky Smooth Productions. We have here today, your host is me, Daylon Baycott. And as I have my guests here, we got Caleb and we got Mr. Gumbo.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Jesus Christ, death.
So back, we're back.
Yes,
and back. We have Common Era here.
We got 4 songs.
And we also have Genetic and yourself, yourselves and my host. I am your host. So, all right. We're all living great, feeling good. I'm the host, Daylon Baycott. You call me Fillmore Shadows. I will fill them with light and other things.
Hey, that's so, coming alive. Coming alive.
So we have our boys here. They're about to explain a little background on themselves, the artist names, where they're from. Where you can find them on social media and whatnot. I'll let them go ahead and do their thing.
All right, yeah, no, but my name is Caleb Monserrera. Artist name, Common Era. You know, how I actually came about that name, it's actually a pretty funny story. So, in high school, I played basketball, right? And my coach, his wife was bad. Like, she was like, I'm not even gonna lie about that. His wife was bad. She was one of my teachers. So,
Is this about to be a story about you, like, secretly fucking your coach's wife?
No, I mean, I had a dream about it. Like, I feel like it would have happened, but at the same time, like, it got close. Yeah. No, on some real shit. Like, I'm not even gonna bullshit with y'all, like, or on some, like, fake shit.
So if he hears this and he comes after your ass.
Hey, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But anyway, so I'm not gonna say no names. But yeah, anyway, so, I knew I was going to fuck her. Like, it was just, like, on some, like, I'd flirt with her all
some
the time
kinetic
in class.
Energy,
like,
type
it just
shit.
felt like it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, like, during that time where, like, it was getting close, where I was like, oh, like, I just need to make the move, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This other teacher got exposed. Like, she's been having rumors for years, like, fucking students, but, like, She got in trouble with my friend, my homie, like my homeboy. Like, that's really what inspired me to actually try to fuck my, like, that teacher.
So,
because like, he was fucking the teacher.
And he told you.
He told, like, a bunch of his friends. And then the problem is, like, that one of the dudes on the basketball team, he heard about it. He was like, oh, okay, bro. And then he pressured her into it. He was like, I'll tell everybody that you fucked him if you don't fuck me. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, nigga. He blackmailed her into fucking him, dude. That was some crazy shit. But yeah. Yeah, my high school was on some wild ass shit. But anyway.
Wow. Blackmail fuckery.
Yeah,
literally.
That was crazy.
Literally,
bro.
Blackmail fuckery.
That was crazy. Yeah, no, on some real shit.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
So
I was about, like, I really,
so
I really wanted to fuck that teacher.
That's what inspired
so
your artist name. That's crazy.
No, but yeah, anyway. she would always say, like, before Common Era and Common Era instead of BC and CE, which mean the same exact thing. So it was just like. you know, that you know she what I mean? It just you. Thought, it just I just thought about it, you know, I was like, fuck, I need a rap name one day. And I was like, what am I going to think
and
about?
And this was your coach's wife who always said before Common Era, all these other things.
Yeah, right? Common okay, Era, yeah. Okay. She was my history teacher.
She was your, okay, yeah, so your history teacher that you wanted to fuck, who's your coach's wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you bring can put it together, like that, I guess. Okay. But yeah, no, she would always say that, so... It just, like, stuck with me. I thought about it, and I was like, damn, that's a pretty fly-ass name. Common Era, fuck Common it. Era. You know what I'm saying? So I just picked it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm from Zimbabwe. Originally, that's where I was born. Came to America, went to Michigan, lived in Michigan for about 5 years.
Okay.
You know, and then...
Or six yeah, I was going to say, bro, you're not a short dude at all. You who? You hoop at all?
Yeah, I hoop, man.
Okay.
Like, back in my day, I was nice as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all see me today. Like, y'all see me now. Like, I mean, it's been a while. It's been, like, about 6 months since I actually, like...
So you think most people on the internet, if they commented on this and they asked if you could play them in a 1-1, what do you think your chances are of beating anybody randomly?
Pretty good. If I need, on some real shit, I need to, like... go and like shoot a little bit and like work on my handles a bit.
So you're saying if we had somebody bet you $200 that they would beat you,
I'm taking that bet.
You're taking that bet.
I'm taking that bet.
Okay, everybody, you heard it. He's taking the bet.
Hey,
he is taking the bet.
Do y'all want to bet that?
It might be some quick money or might be a quick loss. No, I'm not gonna put myself there. You know what I'm saying? If the listeners don't know,
hey, look at me.
I had a couple ACL tears myself. I'm chilling.
You want to do it?
I'll take that 200 real quick.
Take the 200. Oh, whoa. We got, I think we might.
And Jeff, then I got your game on lock.
That actually
bro.
Is a good transition for us. We're going to go over to our next artist. We got here, Mr. Jnetic.
I've been like a year, so.
Hey, it's been a while for me, too. But yeah. Anyway.
We got Mr.
I still give you the buckets, though.
Yeah. Hey, no, I know it's going to be a good game, but I'm still going to win.
So over here, we have Mr. Jnetic. He's going to introduce himself, let y'all know what y'all can get from him, where he's from. How long he's been at it, where he sees himself going, all that good shit, so.
Jnetic, I'm from everywhere.
Where can they follow you at?
You can find me on Twitter, Jnetic, J-A-Y, Netic, N-E-T-I-C.
There's a period between that. He didn't say that.
No, on Twitter it's Netic J, actually. On Instagram it's Jnetic with a period on it.
Oh, okay.
Where's the period at?
After the J.
Okay, J-A-Y, period, N-E-T-I-C.
Is Twitter just Jnetic J, okay. Or is it
Twitter's at Jnetic J. Some fuckboys say Jnetic already.
Ah, okay. Why Jnetic?
Why Jnetic? So Jnetic is like a play on the word genetic, you know. You got to stay true to yourself. You got to be genetic. You got to be authentic, you know.
Okay.
Jnetic.
Okay,
that's
see.
That's how you got to be, you know.
So where'd you come up with that from? Like, was that just like one day you were just taking a shit and you're like, fuck, Jnetic?
I actually was. I didn't even know. I actually was. I didn't even hold you up.
What?
I didn't hold you up. It was literally last weekend. I was like, fuck. I'm about to drop this tape. My first tape. Mirror on the Wall. Check it out if you haven't.
Yeah.
Mirror on the Wall. Go check it out. It's hot.
I was like, damn. I need to drop this tape, but I ain't got a stage name yet or an artist name yet.
Yeah.
So I was just like, damn, I'm going to spend my whole morning on Sunday trying to figure this out. I was in the bathroom taking a shower. I was like, you know what? That sounds cool, Jnetic. Let me just play on that. I wanted to keep my first name, you know, something with my name.
Okay.
Be authentic in it.
And your name is for everybody?
My name is Jeffrey Gumbo, you know.
Jeffrey Gumbo, okay.
You know, I wanted to do something with JG in it, you know. So Jnetic, I was like, that's Jnetic. Jnetic is like your DNA, you know.
And your favorite rapper happens to
favorite
be...
Favorite rapper, Kendrick Lamar, you know.
Okay.
Hey. DNA.
DNA hey. Through and through. Makes sense.
So I was just like, makes you sense. Know what? I'm going to play on the word Jnetic. Jnetic sounds like Jnetic. If you say it with a little swag in it, you know, Jnetic. That's what it is.
Jnetic. Yeah. Jnetic. And the energy in here is kinetic. So, you know what I mean? So go ahead and get with it.
I was actually thinking about kinetic, too.
Yeah. See?
I was like, connect, yeah, see,
that's
fire,
how we do it down here, man.
Because you always try to make moves, you know, connect.
So this right here is our first little podcast of Silky Smooth Studios. We're really happy to be having y'all here.
Silky Smooth Studios. Yeah. I was thinking Glade Creek Entertainment, but Silky Smooth Studios it is.
That sounds really cool. So what we out here doing, as you can see, you know, everybody's still under the fluorescent effervescentness of us beginning. You know, this is what we're doing out here. We appreciate the support and whatnot. Leave comments. Let us know what you want us to answer and talk about next time. Until next
time.
Hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Somebody didn't introduce himself, you know.
Who?
What, me?
Okay. There's three members, but somebody.
All we all did.
Yeah. I mean, I did myself a little. I did a light
Phil introduction. Remember? He messed it up and stuff, and then he came back with a smoother shit.
You're right.
Yeah, I feel more shadows. You know, if y'all didn't know, you know, I'm here to fill in the light in the dark places. And anytime that I can be out here doing it for the listeners, for the people, that's what I'm going to be out here doing.
Yes, sir.
This is a beginning, and you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of learning to go. Hope y'all enjoy joining us on this path and just this process of shit, just getting better and grinding and getting fucked up along the way, man. You know, we just having a good time out here and we just living life in 100 miles an hour. So no gas pedal. Speed up. Catch up.
See you next time. No brake pedal. But
Silky
yeah,
Smooth.
Silky Smooth Studios. I'm Ben B. Boom. I don't think we got the end of that one, actually. But those are good.
That shit went good, like, for...